Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. We're also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here at Coffee at KYUK. As usual, sharing my excitement with you. But right now, I want to share this message. An ice jam's formed downstream of Nepaimute, and it's causing flooding just upstream. When that ice jam releases, there's definitely potential for flooding downstream from Aniak to Akiak. Residents should be prepared for possible rapid rises in river levels and take the necessary precautions for protection of life and property. All right. So warnings about the river. Of course, tune in to KYUK each and every weekday at 1 p.m. for river updates live with Sam Berlin and whomever we get on the line on the river. Without any further ado, let me join Katie Basil, who's joined me on the phone this morning to host the show. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Grady.
Have a show. Have a good show.
Okay, I will. Thank you. All right. So this morning we have Greg Morgan II, who is a fly fishing guide, small business owner, family man, and photographer living in Bethel. Last weekend, Greg kicked off a project where he's photographing people on their front porches while practicing social distancing to document families during the coronavirus pandemic. Thanks for joining us this morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, Katie.
How are you?
Oh, enjoying my second cup of coffee. How about that?
That's perfect. I haven't had my first yet, so I'm a little jealous.
Oh, no.
Can you start by describing your photo project in a sentence or two?
Yeah, I can sure try. I guess it's just a way to getting out, making people smile and laugh a little bit, be with families, and to while documenting basically the faces of Bethel through this kind of pandemic or virus thing that we're going through.
And what gave you the idea?
Well, after a second cup of coffee one morning, I was looking over Facebook or news or so forth on iPad and saw where other people in the communities throughout Alaska were doing the same thing, taking pictures of people on the front porch. So I said, hey, I can do that. And I mentioned it to my wife, and she said, yeah, go for it. So that's kind of how it started, kind of informal, and here I am now talking to you a week later.
Excellent. And I know that you started the project last weekend. How many families did you photograph over the weekend?
Woo! It grew throughout the weekend. I think we ended up at just around 41, I think, all said and done.
Wow.
Editing has been a little fun this week, doing that many
photos.
Yeah,
I'm curious how many frames you actually took.
You know, some people I took four or five. Some families, it took more. Kids are a fun group of people to take photos of, and they don't always get it together, and they're fun. So I would say probably about 700, I think, is what we took.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're shooting so many frames, it's easy to, you know, to erase now with the electronics that you use nowadays. So.
Right. And can you describe an especially memorable photo session or just a highlight from the weekend?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is this whole thing is meant to be informal. So I was just happened to drive down the road and saw some good friends of mine with they have four children and said, hey, what's going on? Went through the window, you know, six feet away. And I said, hey, can I take y'all's photo? And they had just received a new dog. And so, yeah, we'd love to. And got to their house, and if you look on, it's going on in Bethel right now, you can see a photo of them and their family and just the excitement they were having a dog. And, you know, especially through these times, everybody's, you know, kind of a little sad or just kind of not knowing what's going on. They just had some smiley, happy faces, which made me feel pretty good that we were doing something right. So
that's interesting about the dog, because that's another factor in quarantine. There's been an uptick in dog adoption, so you were able to document that as well.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through your process a bit as far as how people connect with you and then how you actually take the photo?
Yeah, sure. First off, you know, a week ago I went ahead and started an email address, which is, BethelPhotoProject@gmail.com, and called a couple people, friends of mine, and it kind of just word of mouth and through Facebook, people are reaching me through email. Trying to schedule them as best as possible. We all have crazy schedules. Kind of set a schedule up with the help of my wife, and just gave everybody a 30-minute time frame and to travel around Bethel and get the photo taken. Basically get to people's houses, have a tripod camera already set up, have it set up out front. People walk out however they would like to be addressed or portrayed, if it's serious, if it's in a prom dress, or if it's in just normal clothing, and take a couple photos, laugh, talk a little bit about how their day's going, how my day's going, and basically move on to the next person. It's kind of move and go, I guess.
Wow. I'm really impressed that you were able to get 41 different photo sessions in a weekend. That's incredible.
Well, I tell you, it's one pose or two poses, and I move on. I'm giving myself anywhere 15, 30 minutes between scheduled, getting people scheduled is what I've been trying to do.
And I spoke to you last week, and you mentioned that you're using camera triggers so that instead of looking through the viewfinder, you're able to look at people. Could you tell me about that?
Well, that was the plan. Since we've talked, Wynn caught one of my tripod, I think it was on Saturday, and broke a body and a frame. So I have not been able to do that ever since Saturday. But the idea behind that was to take it as candid as possible. It's really easy for people to look at you as you're behind a camera, I found. And with this, trying to use a separate trigger, it's separate from the computer. People are focused on the conversation, not on what you're doing through the camera, and not preparing themselves. It's kind of neat to see people smile or laugh or talk with them not knowing that you're taking a picture of them, especially kids.
Right. So it's a little more candid. I'm sorry to hear about your camera body. That's rough.
Oh, it happens. It happens. Yeah. It allows you to buy another one, right?
There you go. Do you have plans to exhibit the work down the road?
Yeah. You know, this is not what it started off being. It started off just being a way to get out of the house, have some fun, but talk to a good friend as I was developing this project, Josh Fisher, and he spoke of the Kuskokwim Art Guild and the Bethel Council of the Arts is planning still to do, a art show this fall, as soon as everything clears out, and talk about presenting it there, keeping it simple and just showing the faces of Bethel.
Great. So we'll have to keep our eyes out for that exhibit, the art show.
Yes,
why do you think it's important to document our pandemic experience through photography?
Well, you know, we could talk about the pandemic. We can talk about what's going on. We can discuss it, you know, years down the road, 5, 10, 20 years down the road, whatever it is. And words only can go so far, I think. Seeing photos, you know, photo to me speaks 1,000 words. And every time you look at a photo, you can see something different. Much less, taking photos is fun. It's fun to get family together and get dressed up and so forth. And I think during this time period, whatever we can do to laugh or smile or whatever, it's important to do that. And taking a photo can do that, and I'm all for it.
And a lot of people are experiencing social isolation, obviously, during this time, but it sounds like you've actually been able to meet new people. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. You know, we live in Bethel. We talk about how small it is, but, you know, we kind of get in our own little areas of group of people that we have, you know, close friends. This has allowed us to get out and talk to different people, all walks of life, and it's been kind of fun. It's fun. Getting out of the house is important. Even even through social distancing, it is possible to get out and run around and do some exercise.
And how long do you plan on continuing with the project?
You know, from the beginning, this has always been informal. I think until people stop wanting their picture taken, whatever that may be. And also, you know, when the art show comes up, I'd like to have a majority of it finished by that time, and so that can be a pretty good presentation of people and make people laugh of seeing their photo taken and so forth.
And as far as not so much the project, but just for you, what's been especially challenging for you during the pandemic?
Oh, you know, I never planned my life to be a full-time school teacher with three children and trying to run a small business and everything else. I think the being a school teacher has been a fun thing, or attempting to, keeping the native kids restless at my house. It's been fun.
Yeah, and how old are your kids?
I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a, my wife's going to kill me here, 9-month-old.
Wow, so you've got your hands full. I think a lot of parents can relate to what you're saying right now.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
And has this creative project helped you cope while in quarantine?
It's gotten me out of the house Saturday and Sunday. So far, I think it raises spirits a little bit. And also going through editing, seeing smiley, happy faces, it's contagious. Makes you smile seeing and thinking about somebody adopting a dog or somebody laughing about, you know, not being able to go to a wedding but doing a Zoom wedding instead. It's fun to watch.
A Zoom wedding. I actually hadn't heard of that before.
Yeah, it was interesting and kind of funny to hear how it went. So that's for a different time, I guess.
Yeah. And how many photo sessions do you have coming up next weekend?
You know, I'm still in the process of scheduling. They're trickling through right now, kind of organically. I haven't called anybody really. Any friends or close friends here. I think right now I have got 10 to 15 scheduled for Saturday and another 10 to 15 scheduled for Sunday as of right now. But that seems to grow up until even through the day of taking the photos, people emailing and kind of setting them up as best I can.
And so if anyone wants to participate this weekend, can you say that email address again?
Yes, it's BethelPhotoProject@gmail.com.
BethelPhotoProject@gmail.com, and we'll put that in our notes. So if you are interested in having your portrait or your family's portrait taken by Greg, you can email him. And I'm curious, you're a small business owner, and I'm curious to hear if the economic downturn is impacting your business at all?
Actually, right now, no. I own Midnight Sun, the moving company here in town, and people are still moving, and we've got a lot of cargo coming in and out of Bethel still. Things have been planned 6 months ago, so as of right now, we feel pretty good. But we'll see in the future. You know, we're staying positive and just kind of holding on for the ride and controlling the things you can, you know.
Right. That's good to hear. And then as far as your fly fishing guiding, do some guiding as well in the summer?
Yeah, I've been guiding here in Alaska for a number of years. My bone-on guide service of managed lodges. Right now, State of Alaska is not 100% sure how the guidelines are going to be this summer. A lot of lodges are not opening this summer because of the social distancing and everything else that's going on. So it's going to be interesting to see in the next couple of weeks, the month, how it all plan out, how it all work out.
Well, it sounds like you may be busy taking photos this summer if the business picks up. One other question about your project. So is this a free service you're providing, or is this something you're charging for?
100% free, and I don't think I mentioned earlier, once I take the photos, my plan, and I'm in the process of doing it now, is editing them and then sending an email with at least one or two of those photos back to the photo people that I took photos of, so they can have a kind of document themselves and or just family photos, so they can print them off themselves or share them with friends or put them on their Facebook page.com.
Great. We'd love to see if you're willing to share, we could post them online just so the community can take a look at what your work is.
I would love to.
Great.
Be happy to.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Greg, and we'll keep following your project and post online about it. We're really excited to hear what you're doing.
Well, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks so much. So that was Greg Morgan II, who photographing families on their front porch here in Bethel. And if you're interested, you can reach out to Greg through email at BethelPhotoProject@gmail.com. And this is just a reminder to our listeners that we're connecting with people and organizations throughout the region every weekday to keep everyone updated on how we can support each other through the coronavirus pandemic, and whether that is through healthcare services or cargo options or river updates or art projects, as Greg Morgan just shared with us. All right, Grady, thank you so much.
By joining us to honor the KUC's 2020 graduates at 1:30 p.m. this coming Friday, right here on KYUK 640 a.m. That's another way.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that we're doing that. So we'll have an on-air graduation for KUC?
They're producing it. We're airing it. More details will arrive, but they will all be in the studio. I mean, you'll be here on the air at 1:30 on Friday. That's what I got.
1:30 Friday. Okay.
Well, have a good day, I guess.
You too, Grady. Enjoy your coffee and oatmeal.
I just got half the oatmeal down. You know, it's such a, when you start a ritual, you got to keep with it. Otherwise, things get off kilter.
I agree. All right. Take care.
You too. And I hope everyone else out there takes care as well. That's Katie Basil and Bethel's own Midnight Sun, or Greg Morgan, photographer at large. I'm quite jealous of that effort that he's doing there. Looking forward to those efforts. And you know what else I liked about that was it previewed the Kuskokwim Art Guild's art show, which is going to come up as soon as things clear, as soon as the coronavirus dust settles, so to speak. Well, I digress. I have one thing that's important to say to you, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Have a great day. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.